Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They just called it for Pennsylvania, Charlie. It is
Fox
being called.
Just called.
Just reporting it. Let's go, baby.
Charlie, what
Trump
is the number?
On
that bar?
Is that it? Are they going to actually count the votes in Arizona now because they've given up?
Fox News decides Donald Trump is president of the United States. We've got our republic back, folks.
This is
Let's
it.
Go.
Everyone stand up. Let's go. We're not going
Woo!
Back. We're not going back.
Fox called it right there.
Holy cow,
God
baby.
Bless America.
You gotta believe it.
They call Pennsylvania.
That's it. Put us over the top.
Is the
Charlie.
President going to speak now?
I who's saying that Fox called it? I'm sure they did, but...
we're seeing Fox call it live.
Everyone's
Charlie,
saying it.
Let me give you credit from right here in Pennsylvania. You were the guy, you and Tyler, convinced me. You said, Cliff, stop door knocking across the country. Go back to your home state. Own Pennsylvania. That will be the deciding factor. I thought you guys were nuts. We knocked 500,000 doors. We delivered Pennsylvania. And now we've got our country back. Let's do this, baby.
Woo!
Come on.
Let's go.
There it is.
Clean up. Clean up.
All
clean
right.
up.
The Let's run go. On.
Huge win. Oh, my gosh. This almost seems a little surreal.
Everybody should remember this moment. Look, I'm gonna echo Charlie from earlier. Remember where you were when this happened. Remember where you were when you realized that the Uniparty and all of these, you know, just the establishment, they did not expect this. And Charlie, you should have emotion. This is a moment. You totally reformed the GOP. You totally said, listen, we can't forfeit the mail-in ballot. You said it's time to actually participate. And look what you guys have done. Brett, what you're doing in Wisconsin. Charlie, what you're doing in Arizona. I mean, everybody across the country. Jack Posobiec, you were crazy enough to think we could win Pennsylvania. A kid
the fact
from Norristown.
That it was,
well,
the fact
on,
that it was
guys.
Pennsylvania, man.
And let me give some credit to some incredible activists, too, because there's a history that's going to be told for a long time. But, I mean, look, Pennsylvania... We are very lucky to have an attitude realignment and change, because the what I call the national Republican apparatus that I know, Cliff, you've been fighting for a long time, would have completely blown this, right? And you've got the heart and energy and soul of a Cliff Maloney, of a Scott Pressler, of our activists. I mean, no for Micah. You talk about this all the time.
No is incredible.
No,
it's absolutely incredible.
That's the type of people that you need to turn this thing around and win. And
look, I said there was something I had in the bag that if we won Pennsylvania, I would reveal it. So I am going to reveal it now. It's fine.
Everyone should come on up here.
So I'm going to reveal
it. Yeah, come on, guys.
I brought this all the way from Pennsylvania.
Here, we should start like the Charlie Brown song. Just like everyone start dancing.
Just in case we won Pennsylvania, I said I wouldn't even talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got tasty cakes all the way from Philadelphia, PA.
Oh,
pass them
pumpkin
around.
Cake.
Pass them around. We got the tasty cakes. The taste of Pennsylvania is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because Donald J. Trump has won Pennsylvania, and with it is winning the United States of America. He will be the 47th president, the greatest president that America has ever seen. The golden age will begin, and Pennsylvania will lead the rebirth of the American Republic, just like it led the way for the birth of the first American Republic in 1776. It is commencing again.
Let's go, PA. Yeah. Good job, Cliff.
Let's go, baby. I want to thank all the PA Chase team here. We're all here, baby. We're rocking.
Look at there.
Woo!
Go on, Cliff. Let's see the crowd.
President Trump expected to speak soon. We have to give thanks to God.
Dream big again.
We have to give thanks to God. We have to give thanks to God. God saved Donald Trump's life in Pennsylvania.
I just want to say what Elon Musk was saying, this was our last chance. I genuinely believe that with the way that they were changing the electorate, this was our last chance to do this. Everybody should be so incredibly thrilled.
We're gonna win more. We're gonna win a lot more.
Are we gonna win the house?
We're gonna get tired.
We're gonna win the house.
We still have that promise.
This is the first time all year that Charlie Kirk has had his full voice and been speechless.
And if anyone deserves to get tears in his eyes, it's Charlie. I think we all agree.
I think Erica was chopping some onions or something in the break room.
No one has worked harder than Charlie for this.
We gotta hear some words here from you, Charlie. You put all this together, my man. Let's hear it.
I am just humbled by God. God's grace.
It's all God. It's all God. God alone. God alone.
That's all I can say.
Decision desk has it. Pennsylvania.
It's done.
It's done.
It's beginning.
Brett, how are we doing at HQ? Are you still in HQ there with everybody?
I'm still here. I'm in my office. I've had the door closed. I don't know who's still here. I should see who's still here. It's a little after midnight in the central time zone. I just want to say right now, it's such an honor and a privilege to be part of this team. Our team at Turning Point Action is the best assemblement.
I want you to
talent.
Think back to January 20th, 2021. It was 2 weeks after January 6th. So many of our friends were in federal prison. And it was like the lowest moment.
I was there. I was right across the street when that all happened. I was right there on Constitution Ave when Biden was installed. No one was there. No crowd. Military occupation in Washington, D.C. National Guard all over the place. Fencing.
Oh, my gosh. It's just like text. It's like text after text after text.
Yeah, I can't even look at my phone. I don't even want to look at my phone right now.
People are beside themselves.
President Trump is about to speak. Excuse me. President-elect Donald Trump.
I want you to remember that we did not earn this. This is God's mercy on our country.
Yes.
You're on the Lord's side. He's not on yours.
NBC is saying Pennsylvania is too close to call. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, okay, NBC.
Well, and we've got in the hopper here, we've got Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, which we're going to win all of them.
There you go.
And Michigan. Hey, they've only counted 23% of Maine's votes. The lady that was trying to kick Trump off the ballot said that she's not counting anymore after 23% in Maine because he's going to win. So,
glory to God.
This is
going to
be a big win. This is going to be a large win. This is going to be a resounding win. That gives,
and then they're basically waiting for Alaska to call it for Trump, but it's done. He's going to win Alaska by 10 points.
Nothing out of the ordinary there. They always do that. They're like, oh, Alaska can swing.
Charlie, can I get ahead on this? What's the next battle? Yeah. Where do we go from here?
No, we just.
I'll tell you later, Cliff.
Yeah, not now, guys. There is no next battle. We just.
Cliff, I'll tell you tonight.
You got it.
It's in January.
Pennsylvania.
But we're not done yet. We've got a Senator Eric Hovde to make sure that we get through the finish line. We've got a Chase.
How's McCormick looking?
We're curing ballots this entire week in Arizona. You know why? because we're not satisfied not only with this, you know, potentially Trump winning here in Arizona, but we've got to get Kerry across the line and we've got to win the state House and state Senate by big margins, because you know what we're going to march ourselves right into in 2026?
We're not talking about that yet. Let's just
we got to set it up.
We're not letting us start the next election cycle yet.
No, we got it. We have to. And here's we come right out of this. We have to win these governorships and protect these states, because this is we can't be living through this every 2 years, every 4 years.
This is called permanent infrastructure, and Turning Point Action deserves so much credit because we have needed this for 30 years, Charlie, 30 years, Tyler. We have needed permanent infrastructure. It's been the unions. It's been a lot of the folks on the left. They never have figured out you cannot show up every 4 years. And what we just set in motion is the idea that if we set this up, if we do the work we need to do, we can make these states firm, concrete, red states. That's why I'm proud to be part of this team, guys. And I really appreciate you guys allowing me to be part of it. I'm so humbled that Pennsylvania delivered. When Charlie, I agree with you. We got to thank Jesus Christ. We got to think deep here. This is a spiritual moment. The fact that Donald Trump was even the nominee was a complete miracle.
For every one of you that did not give up after January the 6th, that didn't give up after the indictments, that didn't give up. I mean, do you understand what we just did?
Look at Steve.
Do you understand what, I mean, they put him in prison.
Look at that face.
They shot Trump. They tried to shoot him again. They took away his business empire. This is the most unbelievable American comeback story in the history of American politics.
They're going to be talking about this for hundreds of years.
I hope you understand what this is.
Hundreds of years.
There's nothing that will ever compare to this.
They're going
to
try to do it.
Charlie, put your MAGA hat back on. It's going to be in the Smithsonian now because of what just happened. There it is.
People are mind blown right now. This is, I mean, all over.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
I have a different. We do not deserve this, guys. Donald Trump is this close from not being with us to
half an inch.
Half an inch to the right. Donald Trump.
He's the happiest I've ever seen him.
Donald Trump.
And he earned every second of this.
Saved by the hand of God himself that day.
You know what's the most fun part while we wait for Trump to come on here? The most fun part is I want to get through. If Maricopa County can just drop some results.
Stop with that. not doing that now. They're watching the stream. They're not dropping
it. But here's the reason.
They're not
going
to drop it until we get off. They're in like a.
And this is what Cliff has figured out. This is what we talk about, permanent infrastructure. Once you figure out how to do this stuff and you figure out what its mechanics and the mechanics that we have in place, it becomes very scary for the opposing side. And they're looking at this, the work that we put into CD7 in Michigan, the work that we're putting into CD3 in Nevada and Arizona and Wisconsin. This is scary stuff for the left. Our teams in Pennsylvania, obviously we've been talking about Pennsylvania here, but our teams have figured out something that scares the left more than anything else. And you have to continue, you have to double down, triple down, and just, you know, again, we've said this, we've got to drive the left into the ground here so that they don't want to come back. And that's what we're going to do this election cycle, but next election cycle and the one after that. And in Pennsylvania, Cliff, you've got a big, big task, tall task in front of you. That's a big state. You're committed for life. You're married. I don't know if you realize you were married to Pennsylvania for the rest of your life. You might want to tell
my mom
some people
said,
in your family.
My mom said she loved me being back home in Delco. I got to see her a lot, see my nieces and my nephews. But, look, this is just the beginning. We're just getting started. And I think what we've proved here, this is going to be a case study. And I think it's a case study not just for Republicans, but for the entire America First movement on what we need to do. And I think, you know, if we do this right, guys, we're going to build from here. We're going to figure out how we take this and how we continue to climb, continue to build infrastructure. And Charlie, I just want to say this again. You know, a lot of people tried to beat the crap out of me, and you were one of the few guys, you and Tyler,
we always had your
gang,
back.
That, that always have my back. I've always stood firm, but it's easy when I've got Titans there that I can rely on, and we can deploy people. We can do the work. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate it. It means quite a lot. And it's an honor to have Pennsylvania go the right way. We're going to win Arizona. We're going to win Wisconsin. Nobody takes credit. It's a team effort. And this full synergy, the left was not expecting this. They were not expecting people to come together to do the work. They've been kind of running their own show for years now. And their time is up. We're going to take this country back.
Oh, man. It's glory be to God. Glory be to God. I just we set as a team, Tyler, after that disappointing midterms, this was going to be the hardest we ever worked towards anything, and we put the whole apparatus in the arena. And how many people tried to take us out and tried to leak against us and tried to destroy us? And the team, this team is the best team in the history of everything. And the team at the turning point, everyone.
We've got
this is the greatest political victory in American history.
The thousands of people, the good people who have dedicated their lives, again, people from 49 states coming here doing this. Guess what? That's all replicable. That's all we can do.
We can
scale this thing.
And we will.
Yeah. The scary part is I've been withholding, you know, we're gonna be able to lay out a highway that goes directly to getting to the electoral results that we need in every congressional district that has a feasible money ball equation in front of it that works.
You hear that, Democrats? The architect is laying down the gauntlet right now.
This is the greatest. I just want everyone to go back in time when they crossed the Rubicon and Trump was indicted for the first time. Someone's getting a call. And it was like, remember Donald Trump was in, Blake, you remember, he was in political oblivion.
It looked like the end of the world.
He was in exile.
Like he couldn't use Facebook. He couldn't use Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. We had no, we weren't allowed to use social media.
He literally disabled his email list.
we had no social media. He was a pariah. We weren't even allowed to, he wasn't allowed to use like Spotify. Like it was like, he was.
This is the most unlikely of hero
journeys.
No, it's
the American people are the best people on the planet.
They are.
Like, there is no country like this. And
from Elon Musk buying Twitter to liberate
Twitter. We asked the question, like, are the American people still there? Like, if you can hear me. And, yeah.
We had been cowed into such silence. The political persecution, the censorship, the actual lawfare against conservatives across the country. Tyler, you've been faced with this. We don't need to get into it. But this touches right here at home.
I'm good.
You're good.
We're gonna have fun. It's gonna be a fun 2 years.
But I mean, just think what the whole movement has been through, and to rise above it. I mean, they tried to throw him off the ballot in multiple states. We forget like half of the crap that they pulled.
God had his hand on this movement, and he was not done with this country.
Nope.
And we deserved judgment. We did. And
grace.
It was pure grace. And what are we going to do with it is the question.
We're going to continue to get some God-fearing people elected that we can continue.
We're going to have the Senate. Well, we have the House. You feel bullish, but
let's
we don't know.
Just guys, we're in control. And
let's just enjoy it.
And let me just say one thing. My friend J.D. Vance is about to become vice president of the United States.
Yes, we're going to have our first.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have our first millennial.
Is that not the craziest?
Vice president.
First millennial.
That is a, if there's not a turning point win in America,
I don't know.
J.D. Vance, who came through here.
Tell the story.
It's a generational endorsing moment, folks.
Because we have 500,000 people.
We'll share. We've got days. We've got Maricopa days.
We still got a few hours.
It just felt like God's hand was on this entire time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you and I were talking, and Rob was, there was this darkness this weekend.
I
the Seltzer poll, it's like the bad guys knew something was happening, and they just threw everything they could at us. Mm-hmm. And
you could feel
the machinations,
right? You could feel the scheming behind the scenes, how to pull this thing back from the brink, because I think they knew exactly what they were staring down the barrel of this evening. And you could just feel it, you know? You were like, how much of our lead is going to evaporate this weekend from stuff we don't even know about? And so this is a really sweet moment.
Donald Trump is going to speak soon. You know what he should say is, sorry for keeping you waiting. Complicated business.
I know this will mean a lot to you, Charlie, because it means a lot to all of us. So we're happy about the result in Florida on the abortion vote.
Yeah, in South Dakota.
But that was
right.
A special 60% one. So, you know, it was weird. South Dakota, it was a 50% one, and it's losing by 27.
It's amazing.
So we finally have an up or down win on that issue.
It's amazing.
It's great.
Oh, gosh, I have so much to talk about with Arizona. It's like... I'm looking through all this stuff. I can't wait.
We have all week. By the way, they still haven't reported anything.
They still haven't.
It's been 4 hours.
Because he dropped. He just like walked out.
They reported 10,000 votes. 10,000 votes is what they reported.
These people belong in it.
It's just
Guantanamo.
MSNBC is now saying that the voters picked Trump, and essentially, they didn't put it exactly like this. It's up to the deep state. To stop him now.
Pima dropped 4,000 ballots. This is where we're at right now. Like, it's like we're at like 4,000. Like, thanks. Really, really helpful, guys.
And it's so just, offensive. This entire thing is offensive.
They can't upload SD cards? Like, okay. By the way, Trump is still up by 18,000 votes in Arizona, and everything's going to get redder.
What's the projection?
It's all going to get redder.
3.7. So.
It's all going to get redder, and the county races is just such a big deal. Oh my gosh. We're going to have so much fun. Guys, that's the other part. Like, we start this thing from like a really high point. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. We have a great time. Beats the heck out of like having to like make, you know, lemonade out of lemons here. This is the opposite.
And MSNBC refuses to call it because that's their MO.
Oh gosh, I'm just going through all these races, and it's like
it's so clear that it's over for Pennsylvania. Like the New York Times, if you look at their website, they have the bars that are like their 95% confidence interval, and it's like a full, you know, half a point past zero for their 95%. So they're saying it's 95%, but it's really there's no way. And if Pennsylvania can't go, they don't have any.
Well, Fox calling it, Decision Desk just called it. Decision Desk is legit. Decision Desk is.
Yeah, that's
Decision just called it. Fox called it. It's done. I called my son.
They've analyzed. They have a system for it. That's they press a button and it goes through all the likely scenarios with the ballots that are left. So it's done.
CNN won't call it, but
yeah, we got nothing from him.
Yeah, I mean he's a joke. And Garrett Archer's like been like running like cover for Maricopa County for all
week.
Just
woke up Biden.
He's like the PR campaign for Bill Gates.
Trying to get Kamala.
It's unbelievable.
Man, Jack, how many people told us to turn our back on Trump? How many people told us to jump ship? How many people told us?
Oh, are we going to talk about that? Because
to keep it positive, I don't want to name names. I just
want No. Because, I remember it was, we had the keys of the kingdom laid out, and it was just go Trumpism without Trump. They said, you know, we'll bring together a bunch of the, you know, the issues, but we don't need Trump anymore. And we don't need him. And it's going to be easier this way. It's going to be better this way. All you got to do is, come on, you don't need that guy anymore. You know, and I'm talking like 2021, 2022, after the midterms in 2022, sitting in this very room, Charlie, 2 years ago. Essentially, 2 years ago tonight.
That's right.
When everybody was telling us, walk away, go with some other candidates, and let it all go away. And we said no. And I remember, and Charlie, you said specifically that you gave Donald Trump a promise that if he ran again,
I would have his back.
That you would have his back.
And not only that, I said, we're going to be better and more agile, and we're going to do what we needed to do. And God spared us from a good night in 2022. For us to build the machine, right, Tyler, and learn the lessons of how to chase, how to register. If we would have had a good night in 2022, we would not have built any of that stuff.
They're dancing. They're dancing in Palm Beach.
Oh, they should be.
Oh, they're dancing down there.
Yeah, look, MSNBC's doing Arizona. Yeah, okay, Steve Kornacki, you want to come in on our show? We'll tell you all about it. Ridiculous.
Dave Urban on CNN, he's just like, he's just not having it. He's not having it. Yeah, I know. He may have sent me a message or two.
Just, it's like, we haven't gotten day ofs right yet, Tyler? Are they dripping in day ofs?
They're not doing anything. We're just sitting here like schmucks. It's like,
Hey guys, we took care of Pennsylvania.
You know what's so annoying about this? Cliff gets to celebrate and he gets to enjoy the rest of his night and sleep nicely. We have to live through this for the next 4 days.
Nah, I just want
to
shout out Cliff. Cliff is the real deal. Cliff moved his whole energy back home to Pennsylvania.
No, you know what? It's unfair that Cliff gets
and
to
Scott
celebrate.
Scott Pressler
tonight.
Deserves credit too.
Scott Pressler, Scott, absolutely. And where is Scott?
I want to give
I
a lot of.
Seen him on air or anything.
Can I shout out Scott real quickly on a little bit of some stuff here? Scott has been a great partner with us because on the application that we developed that's helped enable thousands and thousands and millions of voter contacts through early vote action on their application. They've sent literally hundreds of thousands of postcards that have all been directed to Pennsylvania. That all happened on the application that has been one of the top 100 applications in its category on the App Store. And Scott has been nothing short of the voter reg, voter get out the vote Johnny Appleseed for the state of Pennsylvania and so for so many across the country. He's been such an inspiration to so many kids, so many young people that we work with at the Turning Point Action. And I just cannot speak more fondly of the work that he's done so diligently, sleeping on people's floors, doing all sorts of things. But in the application, I'm telling you, we made millions and millions of voter contacts through that mechanism. And he was one of the only people that stepped up to take that very, very seriously. Cliff did as well. That's part of the success story of Pennsylvania, is that there have been millions of voter contacts made because of the get out the vote philosophy that's been taken by guys like Cliff through chasing ballots, and then people like Scott Pressler who have the heart for it.
Man, this is
and that's what we do over here. That's what we do. We're nonstop. We're a little bit,
bit wild at times.
A little bit wild eyed about it, but yeah. And we're not gonna. And guess what? Now we're motivated to do more.
That's right.
That's a scary thing if I'm a leftist.
Man, praise God.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Zanasha Ivasha Volnash. For our freedom and yours. It's the slogan of the Polish underground. For our freedom and yours.
We're going to
The networks are completely melting down right now. By the way, what they're going to try to do is they're taunting Trump to declare victory and be like, well, Trump preemptively calls victory. It's done. It's over. What? It's done. Yeah, like a dictator.
You're going to get the autocrat. You're going to get
whatever.
All that
it's
stuff.
Just all a bunch of noise. We're in power and they aren't. Thanks for shopping.
Oh man, the P Diddy gang is not feeling great tonight.
Their bets didn't pay off.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported us too and who prayed for us and who donated to all of our efforts and who's become members tonight. You guys are a huge part of all. I mean, this you are witnessing history, everybody. And it was so different than 2016. It's its own thing. It's not even its own comparable thing, right?
Yeah, no, it's not 2016.
Right? No, that was a shock and awe. It's like they saw this coming and they tried to build a fortress, right? It was unstoppable object, immovable force. They said, how can we try and prevent Donald J. Trump? And, the people spoke.
They failed.
That's right.
They absolutely failed, Charlie. They failed. And it shows me, I mean, listen, I don't want to tell you guys I was going to get out of politics after this, but if we lost this election, the climb back would have been so difficult. And I've just been in the last hour, my faith in the American people has been restored. I mean, this is a moment where you see the American people, we have the grit, right? For those that try to tell us that, oh, we should lose faith and people don't have it. No, they are ready to go. They want to fight for their country. They want to take it back. And I think this is a mandate and it's going to be up to all of us. Through Congress, through the Senate, through the presidency, to deliver some real victories and policy changes that the American people, they're now demanding.
Man, the team works so hard. Brett, you guys should be so proud of yourselves in Wisconsin. You're going to deliver a U.S. senator and you're going to deliver electoral. I mean, it looks like Wisconsin is signed, sealed, and delivered.
They just called Wisconsin.
Yes, sir!
Let's go! Yes!
All that work. Yes.
All the way back 2 years ago, was saying Wisconsin, Georgia,
man,
Arizona.
I remember when Tyler was talking about Wisconsin, and we were like,
and I was a hater. I was like, I don't think it's
going
to happen.
No, we were all like, what are you talking about?
We're buying the building,
so
Brett.
Hard.
Easy. What was I saying all day, though? I
put said it on the credit card.
I said Wisconsin feels good. Wisconsin feels good.
We're not leaving Wisconsin.
So Alex here and I, we walked into this office for the first time January 2nd.
That's it. Fox's Trump has elected.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
Can we get our own graphics, guys?
Yeah, graphics go.
By the way, all the other networks are going to have to make a call soon. It's done.
Keep
too
going.
Big.
Honestly, I need credit for Fox for setting the narrative. Honestly, because the math shows this.
Yeah.
I'm not BSing you. Fox deserves credit.
Like, well, they set the narrative in 20 as well.
No, I'm saying, though, this is they're leading, and the other networks are now going to have to follow.
By ladies the way, and gentlemen, we're back.
We are so back. We are so back. Come on, play the clip from The Hangover. You guys got to have that ready.
Let's go. Back to Wisconsin. I want to recognize real quickly our team in Wisconsin. When we got to Wisconsin, it was like nobody had any faith in Wisconsin. No, right, Brett? Right? Like
no,
it was
no.
Brett and I driving around in Wisconsin handing people we had to beg people to take money from the pack and say, right? Right? This is and we're here at this point now. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people who are ready to march right into the Supreme Court race next year. I mean,
is he coming out?
This is a beautiful thing. A beautiful
guys,
thing.
Keep in mind, guys.
Put 207 up on screen. I want you to say thank you, Lord, for this gift from the heavens. Look at this on screen. 207.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I want to get the clip. Can someone get the clip of it? I want to hear it. I want to hear whoever did that. I want to hear it. By the way, MSNBC is running ads from The Giver. No, I'm not kidding. Literally, they're running ads from like audiobooks or something.
Wait, they're like,
wait,
they're like
The Giver. Wait, are we attacking Lois Lowry?
I want
all of you watching at home right now to do it in your own way, but
the movie was trash.
Say a prayer of thanksgiving in your own way.
MSNBC's running infomercials.
Please.
Wow.
Say a prayer of thanksgiving, please. It is the only proper response to this.
Well, right? I don't know if we have the prayer image from our team this morning, but we have had such a culture of prayer going on over here at Turning Point
Action.
It's
been unbelievable.
And it's led by Charlie. It's led by, we have so many great faith leaders. We got Pastor Rob that's right here.
Psalm 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Everybody, this was not earned. Donald Trump was a vessel. You guys were a vessel. We were a vessel.
I can't wait to hear this speech. I can't wait to hear this.
He has not slept in 6 days. It's going to be a barn burner. And by the way,
oh man,
he doesn't have to worry about votes.
You know how much work we're going to have in front of us here this next week? So much work.
Guys, they did everything to destroy us. They tried to intimidate us. They tried to put us in prison. They think about what the lengths they did to us. They canceled us from Twitter. Like it was full Soviet there. It was the Soviet winter.
J6.
But like
commission,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tyler's under indictment. I mean, I'm just being like, literally.
He's
like, I'm just being honest. This guy's like still standing.
We're having a great time.
Let's just be honest. This guy's like facing prison time. And I'm sorry. I mean, like it's just true. And Tyler, you know what Tyler did? And Tyler deserves the thanks of a nation. He went to work and like pitched a tent in Wisconsin and was like, we're going to take back this country. He's still facing prison time. We're going to get that all sorted out. No, I'm being honest. He's facing prison. The whole thing is there's some hangover effect from the Soviet.
Yeah.
You know,
they're still. Yeah.
But by the way, they were thinking about doing federal stuff like this is. And by the way,
you and I know that very closely.
I want to go to I think Trump's coming out momentarily.
Looks that way.
So.
We have
Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro did go to jail.
Can I say something that's a little sombering right now? They're
unbelievable.
The Marxists are not.
They're setting the tone. Look at this. Boom, boom, boom. Fox, God bless them, man. They you know why? It makes any of their nonsense that they could have done in the last couple of minutes impossible.
Yeah.
As soon as the networks are calling it, it's done.
The sombering 100%. Part. The sombering part about where we're at now is the Marxists are going to be more vile and more nasty. And this is the beautiful part about where we're at with our movement is that people believe in America. They believe in fighting those people.
I want you guys to listen to this. Play cut 208.
The Fox News decision desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
Paul, let's go. Yes, sir. We are back.
We are so back.
We're so
man. They back. Did everything they could to bury us, to intimidate us.
And all it did was make us stronger.
And all and it's the old Nietzsche quote.
No, they just pissed me off. Is really what they did.
It was the Nietzsche quote, which is that if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. But honestly, it's the faith. It's like, man, the people that lifted us up in prayer, the people that went to war. I mean,
Charlie, look at where we are now. So going into this phase of things, imagine if Donald Trump had just won in 20. And we're just leaving the White House right now. But this entire process.
Better. No, this was God refined the fire.
Has galvanized us, has strengthened us.
Okay, keep going.
Empowered us and turned this movement into something far beyond anything it could have possibly been. And I remember Steve Bannon and I, we got into like this argument. Charlie, did you cut your knuckle?
What are you talking about?
You're bleeding.
Yeah, probably.
Banging the table.
Wait, guys, in the midst of all this, Sam Brown's up. This is going to be like...
That's great. Wow. No, Bannon said he thought it was providential. Bannon said it was providential that this happened this way. And I used to disagree with him, but now I see it.
This is going to be a fun week. This is going to be the most fun I've ever had.
Arizona still has not sent any ballots. I'm sorry. Florida has now counted their ballots four times.
I've had a lot of fun with you over the last decade, Charlie, but this is
going to
be the most fun.
I need to stay humble because I didn't earn this and we don't deserve it. And we are in the right place and the right time. And we just saw an opening.
Listen.
And we saw, I want to say one last thing. We saw a man, Cliff did too, that got no support. And I just want to say one thing, Tyler Boyer. The fact you led the charge against Ronna McRomney and we got a new RNC is why Donald J. Trump is going back to the White House, okay? I can say confidently.
Yes.
And am I right, Cliff? And am I right, Brett? And Tyler, you saw it. We seized it. And that is huge. Huge. And you deserve credit for that,
100%.
Tyler.
100%. Well, listen, I was going to give Erica a lot of credit because she stood right behind Donald Trump at the first Trump rally. We just went over this, right? That was Erica was on the first one on the Trump train before any of us here in Arizona. Seriously, there was only 20 people on the stage.
My
dad-in-law, my grandpa, and Erica, Nell. One-year-old Nell.
I want Donald Trump to just get up on stage in a couple of minutes and say, Kamala Harris. Yep. You're fired.
I think
he's going to be more magnanimous than that. But we'll.
No, I know, but still.
I kind of hope he's not.
But I want it. I don't know.
It's just like all of it's.
No, he'll be magnanimous. That's his nature.
All right, I want to thank our members. Yeah, Cliff, go ahead. Cliff, you've been great tonight. You're not going to bed, Cliff. You're staying up.
Cliff, you're coming to Arizona. Actually, you're getting he's getting on a plane.
By the way, we need to have a strategy session. PA Chase is coming into the whole ecosystem.
No, we don't have time. It's 2026.
No, Dave McCormick's going to win. Dave McCormick is a U.S. senator, everybody. Like, that's unbelievable.
Casey was the white whale for so long.
How many Senate seats are we at right now?
We're like at 90.
If we hang on.
It feels like 90.
If we hang on to all the ones we're leading.
That's 53.
And we get rid of the filibuster.
God bless.
Plus seven.
Wait, which ones are we leading in?
We should get rid of the filibuster.
We've won West Virginia. We've won Ohio.
Nuclear option,
day one. They haven't called Montana, but it looks great so far. And then we're leading Pennsylvania quite a bit. We're leading Michigan. We're leading Wisconsin. We're barely leading Nevada, but it's 77% in. I'm not sure what's outstanding for how that'll break. I still feel iffy on that one. But even if you look at the prediction markets, those are all over 75% for us in the blue wall states. And if we picked up all of those, we'd be plus six.
So we don't need to get into speculation about what they're going to write this week, but they're going to start saying it was Kamala's fault, and Joe Biden's fault, whatever.
Wait, I thought we had no ground game.
No,
you were the no
Trump,
ground game.
Yeah. Donald Trump did this.
I'm sending out a tweet.
Donald Trump put his trust in this.
Wait, can
we say
that,
we
got to
say it for Arizona. We got to say it for Arizona.
All right, fair enough.
We got to get through Arizona.
Right, delicious. Charlie, the only thing I want to say to the group here
Andrew, can you stay on your tweets?
for some optimism, we had Donald Trump for the first 4 years. And look, I'm going to be straight with you guys. You know, I was a Rand Paul guy, and I was extremely impressed with Donald Trump. And that's what got me involved here in the past, you know, 4 to 8 years. But imagine a Donald Trump that doesn't have to run for reelection. Imagine Imagine Vivek Ramaswamy making decisions alongside Elon Musk and Ron Paul about government efficiency. Imagine Tulsi Gabbard helping us on foreign policy. Imagine a
Bobby Kennedy
making Bobby America
Kennedy's going to run the FDA and
Ron Paul. We're going to have Ron Paul stuff.
This is like my dream coming true. And I just tell people we have 4 years. And then the best part, and this is where I give Charlie and Tyler so much credit. When J.D. Vance was selected as vice president, I texted Charlie and I said, "You son of a gun. For the first time in my life, we have a ticket with no neocons, that with was, people that, understand that we have to be anti-globalists."
That was some dark art stuff. We did that one.
It was magical,
that understand
actually.
This is the first time that the defense contractors, the military industrial complex, they are completely running scared. I'm excited, guys. 4 years of really trying to unleash the American dream, but not in some facade Mitt Romney way, in a true America first way. This is a beautiful thing.
I want to bookmark this for Media Matters so it makes it easy for him. But Media Matters, as you're listening to this, I want you to clip this. I don't know what kind of candidate was thinking that Liz Cheney was going to add to your vote total. And I say that now is that you spent literally 30 years hating Liz Cheney just to turn around and pat Liz Cheney on the back. And you thought that was going to be a great strategy moving forward. Please clip this. Please put this on your website. I know you won't now because I set it up, but it was the greatest gift that you've ever given. You walked yourself right into it. It was wonderful. It was like a episode of the Coyote and Roadrunner.
I want to say something really quick, which is this is a people-led revolt in a way against its leaders. And we were told by every societal gatekeeper, you can't wear this hat. This is verboten. That man is toxic and is poisonous. And this, more than anything else, is proof that the founders' vision of this country is still alive. That we are still a republic, if you can keep it. We have so many problems, and we deserve all the problems. But this, we're able to elect a man that literally is the most forbidden, toxic thing you could imagine. Right, Jack? No, you can't get near it.
We are the worst person in the world. We are the bane of all of existence. We are the cause of every problem. You are the neo-fascist, the Christian nationalist. Remember, Christian nationalist, because we pray the traditional Christians, the Orthodox Catholics, all of the various subgroups and names and labels they wanted to throw on this movement. But at the end of the day, it was just people who wanted to put their families and their traditions and their neighborhoods and their towns first. That's all it ever was. That's all it ever was. Maybe you should have checked with the people of this country before you tried to take it away from us.
I want to play some of the MSNBC, but I just want to say thank you, Lord. I'm just speechless. Amen. I can't put it. This was so divine at every corner and every turn, the way that this thing materialized. Let's play cut 153 for your daily dose of joy.
Kamala Harris has passed the audition flawlessly. This has been, in many ways, a perfect campaign, a brief, but and she had barely any time to put it together. But just as a managerial matter, it's been brilliantly done. She's reached out to every possible constituency. And what the campaign is talking about now is the granular get out the vote effort that you just don't see on the other side. On the other side, you're seeing Charlie Kirk, to whom the Trump campaign outsourced the parts of its ground game they didn't give to Elon Musk, going on X Twitter this morning and begging people to vote. So their ground game is to go on Twitter and beg people to vote, or X, whatever they're calling it now. Whereas the Harris campaign's ground game is literally multiple taps at each door. Mm-hmm. They're going back to people, texting, calling, going to the door. Do you need a ride? It's like what Obama did. It's numerous touches on voters who don't vote that often, because that's who this ground game is for.
We will play that later in the week. Don't even mention it. Let's just wait for more Arizona. Okay. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I just want to internalize
we,
that.
We will happily walk her through our program.
Guys, yeah, that's right. She's welcome.
We will happily walk her through our program.
If you guys,
and the thousands of people that we had not here,
right? If you guys you want a signed MAGA hat, freedom@charliekirk.com, proof of subscription, you get in the running, or a guaranteed one, let me finish, please. Members.charliekirk.com. Members.charliekirk.com.
We still don't have data from Maricopa County. I'm going to text Stephen Richard right now.
You should, actually. Yes.
And I'm going to say, it's midnight.
What is going on? Say Trump is president. You don't have to play any games. You should tell him that.
Trump is president. No more games.
You what? It's just unbelievable.
I'm trying to find the most Republican
Charlie,
county.
Let me tell you guys a fun fact.
Can you please just do the job?
My team just found this. We came closer to winning New York than they came to winning Florida. Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
We came closer to winning New York than they came to winning Florida. This is a transformational shift
in
American politics.
Guys, this is a realignment. This is a message from we might win the popular vote. Guys, if we win the popular vote, that is a mandate and a historic referendum, the likes of which, I mean, incredible. Sorry, Ryan sent me something that he wanted me to say, but not say it. Okay. Go ahead, Blake.
I just find this funny. I'm trying to find the most Republican county, because one of the cool things with Trump is just how red he can make parts of the country. So I'm looking at King County. In Texas, it is 96% for Trump. Kamala Harris has 6 votes in an entire county.
and we know all who 6 of those people are.
I'm really sad. I wanted to get one where we could break. Where I thought maybe 100 could happen, because we have these tiny counties in Texas. But there's like one person there and he's just hanging out on some ranch, and they thought Kamala had what it took.
MSNBC is saying, oh, it's still too early to call. Okay.
Too early. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
They have that 260. The MSNBC has called to Pennsylvania.
266. Oh, they did?
Yeah. So they have.
Wow. Okay. So then we're just waiting for an Alaska.
You're waiting on Alaska, and they haven't called Maine's second for some reason. Yeah, New York has called that.
Or Wisconsin. Wisconsin will put them over the top there. Guys, did you expect this on election night? I mean, this is decisive.
I said, okay. This is what I told pretty much all you guys, but I didn't say on air or publicly at all. I said there's two universes. Either it's really close and like it's too close to call and we're going to be fighting this out for a week, or we're going to have a decisive victory. And I said I couldn't see any other universe.
Yep.
I couldn't see any other one that made sense. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting the good ending. We're getting the good ending. This is the ending that we wanted all along. We are finishing the story. I can't even begin to think of the story. I can't even begin to think of how they're going to explain this.
NBC News says Trump wins Pennsylvania. You're right.
There it is.
It's done.
Let's go.
NBC,
it's and then done. That means with Maine, it's done. Every network is in then. Kamala is done. If NBC's there, that
she
is
should
that
concede
is it.
Right like, now.
By the way, can someone please get me a feed of Chris Hayes right now?
This is vastly more shocking than 2016, because
tell
26,
me why.
Well, 2016, when you look at it, you could easily make the case it was fluky, that you had a very high turnout for Gary Johnson. You had very high amounts for Jill Stein. No one thought Trump really had a shot. And so they could say people were willing to not show up because they thought it was in the bag. And so he gets this kind of weird win. Like, I think he gets fewer votes in Michigan than like Mitt Romney did, for example, or George Bush, one of those two. And so it felt fluky. But now you have him winning the popular vote outright, and he might even get a majority of the overall popular vote.
Do you think he will?
I'm not sure. Probably not, but like he's right on the threshold of that. And obviously people knew he could win, so you don't have any distractions where people are, you know, voting a protest candidate because they assume it's in the bag. All the excuses for like how Trump couldn't get a critical mass of the American people, that Trump couldn't win a straight up fight against a Democrat, it goes out the window. And he's going to get a bigger win than he did in 2016 for the Senate. He's going to pick up seats that looked impossible to get there. This is it, and just the coalition that he built to do it with as well, that he took the gains he made with Hispanics in 2020 and he made them even bigger. He took states that have been swing states for half a century and he's made them as one-sided as Illinois is for Democrats.
Well, and I just want to be clear, like on MSNBC right now, they're calling for like the end of the Electoral College. That won't even, I mean, I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter now.
Yep. Donald Trump to speak soon. I mean, yeah, look.
We're not conceding the Electoral College.
Guys, I just, for every one of you, by the way, that volunteered, that did commit 100, for every one of you that watch our stream and our show and you did text those extra five people and you did bring those voters out, you guys earned this tonight. You share in this victory. This is not Donald Trump's victory. This is our victory. This is our victory. And the Democrat Party, they were so cocky with keeping an unpopular president in and saying that they hate the country and not governing the country correctly. And you reap what you sow.
What do you – I mean, Biden would have just lost earlier if they had just left him in. He would have just lost earlier in the night. So I've been seeing this stuff going around on like blue Twitter and things like that. They say, oh, we should have left Biden in. He would have performed better. No, he wouldn't have. No, he wouldn't have at all. She was always going to lose. He was definitely going to lose. This made her slightly more competitive. This made potentially the Senate slightly more competitive. And I mean, this was the worst possible case for them. The worst possible realistic case, that's what we're seeing.
No, right, the worst now would be if they actually posted Arizona votes.
Charlie, I said realistic.
By the way, we have 1.7 million no people on Twitter right now. Just listen. We've had 1.7 million viewers just on Twitter. It's unbelievable. 200,000 concurrents. Again, we're signing hats here on this historic night. You'll never get, by the way, you will tell your kids about this night, and you might have this hat around for another 50 years. Members.charliekirk.com. I'm signing hats for you. Members.charliekirk.com if you want a hat.
Imagine being Matt Drudge right now. Just all
just think
people.
Of all, I mean, by the way, just all of these people that were like,
yeah,
the blue wave is coming and the blue wave is coming. And it's just, they were so ferocious about.
They were so nasty.
Right? And they were so nasty so and nasty. Aggressive.
Charlie, it was worse than that. I mean, these people had me believing Pennsylvania when they were down by a million compared to where they were in mail-in votes. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like. Mental warfare. They had us believing that like somehow they were going to turn them out. It's like, you know, they're good at that, right? They're good at pushing us to believe that, but that's the power of just driving forward, right? Ignoring that, ignoring the hate, ignoring the fear, ignoring them coming after you with lawfare or whatever it is, and just delivering. And the American people delivered tonight. They delivered a resounding win for Donald Trump. I mean, I'm just so proud to be part of this team. I'm going to keep saying that because that's what this is. Teamwork makes the dream work. We finally had full synergy. It took Tyler Boyer calling out the RNC and saying, no, none of this. Enough. We can't do the BS anymore. We have to produce results.
One sec here. I want to play 209, please.
Because NBC News has a projection to make in the presidential contest in the swing state of Pennsylvania. NBC News now projects that presidential contest
like a dream manifest
has been won by Donald Trump. Now, yes, I believe that means that we are at a 266 electoral vote count for Donald Trump. Kamala Harris at 194 electoral votes. So to be clear here, this is the third of the seven major swing states that have been called. But Georgia and North Carolina and Pennsylvania, as those three states, presents an almost insurmountable future here for Kamala Harris and for the Democratic ticket.
We are now up 28,000 votes in Arizona, just for the record.
Wait. What did it come through at? What
insurmountable indeed.
Part of Maricopa. They're dropping blue Maricopa first. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I just texted Steven, and then he posted.
It's funny. Really funny how that works. I want to say one thing. Andrew, where's Andrew?
I don't want to take credit for that.
Guys, but Ken Clement was right.
Alaska just, you know, blitzing their votes in past us, even though Alaska has to, like, fly their votes by bush plane to be counted.
So this is how ridiculous Maricopa County is.
It's distracting me from this beautiful night.
They dropped 30,000 votes.
Taking me off, man.
So Charlie, they only counted 30,000 votes. They only
It's been 4 hours.
Clint Clement said two terms. He just didn't say what order.
It's been 4 hours.
Two scoops.
And they counted 30,000 votes.
I can't get over this.
Real Trump troopers will remember.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I'm going to be like, wow. 30,
how many votes
like
are left? Like all of them?
Yeah.
They're counting them 30,000 every 2 hours.
Wow. 4 hours.
We don't even have all the early votes count.
No. This is how
we have 200,000 red early votes that have not been counted.
Listen, the magnitude in which I am so morally offended by the people who run Maricopa County, namely our board of supervisors and the elections department, and Stephen Richer, our elected recorder. These guys should not be in charge of the fry station at McDonald's. They are so incompetent.
Hey, we like McDonald's.
Yeah, we like fry station.
Well, we like fry station cooks. I'm not saying we don't. I'm just saying they're so incompetent. They couldn't do that part, much less operate a multifaceted major election, the biggest elections department in America that manages more votes than anyone else. It's the fourth largest county in America, and it's the largest voting populace in America. They should not be doing this.
She's refusing to concede, I'm hearing.
Oh, really? What's her path?
She's just...
There's going to be a second.
Totally refusing.
So I heard she's going to... I can't say it.
No. Kamala Harris has called Trump to concede the election.
Don't worry, okay.
Really, where?
It's real-time news, and they've never been wrong, so... That's
wow.
Real raw.
No, not real raw. It's real time news. I'm going to be right. I'm telling you, my Telegram people are never wrong. Don't. I'm just wait.
I wish I could. I hope he records it. Please, someone record it. Someone in Mar-a-Lago record it.
Someone says you're getting trolled.
It's not on Twitter yet. It's not on Twitter yet.
I don't know.
Record it.
All right. I'm going to be proven right. I'm going to be proven right.
Record it.
I'm going to be proven right. I'm telling you. Hot off the press. Crystal clear mandate.
I can't even find the words, guys, to even describe this. I mean, in Wisconsin, up until this point, keep in mind, we were left out on an island from a national perspective. We had lost 22 of 25 statewide elections.
Unbelievable.
Here in Wisconsin. Tyler, Charlie, you guys believed in this state. You guys helped us plant our roots here in this state. We have a hope to be now a permanent home here in Wisconsin and building out permanent infrastructure that just showed this is the new way to win elections. You guys know, like, this is Alex, by the way. Alex and I moved into this office the second of the year, January 2nd. We walked into this office in a snowstorm.
CNN call. Alex,
can I recognize Alex Story real quick? So Alex Story was the man who helped build this office in Waukesha, and we owe him a whole debt of gratitude. He's been training. Did how many dozens of trainings did we do, Alex? And what an incredible dude.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm monitoring this in real time here. I don't know. I'm going to be proven right on that Telegram call, by the way. I'm going to be proven right. Man, how much hard work and sacrifice. Tyler, you lived in Wisconsin.
I lived with these guys.
I know.
I'm telling you, Alex was painting walls, right? Brett.
Yep.
Brett, we have so many stories. How many Brewers games have we gone to? I went to the Brewers game where they basically knocked the Diamondbacks out of contention for the playoffs. Yeah. That's how much time we've been there.
It's
good time. Like hundreds of paid full-time ballot chasers walked through this room. You know, all the while, the establishment hacks in Wisconsin are telling us that, these Turning Point Action guys, they're just here to take over the party. They're grifters. They're just here to burn it all down. I mean, hopefully this shows that, we were here to establish a permanent paradigm shift in how we know get out the vote to be. I hope that history looks back and shows that we changed how we win.
Look, I heard it so many times in D.C. What are you working with Charlie for? Charlie and Tyler, they're just pushing their app. They're just trying to get money. They're not doing a real ground game. You're going to see what happens. It's like every time you turn around with these guys, and I'm in D.C. every day, and I just hear it all the time, and I'm like, guys, I go to Turning Point. I go to the events. I've seen the ground game. I've seen the networks. It's all real. You guys are sitting up here in D.C., and you think you know better, but just because they're not doing it your way, and just because they're not using your vendors, and all like you guys don't have your own preferred vendors. You're getting 10% on the back end. Like, please, and And you're just all wrong. You're just all wrong. And I've been out here. I saw Turning Point Action in action. And then I've been all across the country with you guys. And it's all real. And you can see it right there.
Donald Trump's going to take the stage soon. Guys.
Can I share a quick number about Wisconsin, Charlie?
Yep.
The number of ballots that we know we chased today, and it's going to be more. It's going to be more. Is the difference between Eric Hovde right now and Tammy Baldwin. I just want to make that
clear.
What's
that number?
We'll talk about it over the next few days.
I never answered the thing earlier that because we got sidetracked. The last Republican to sit in that seat that Tammy Baldwin is currently about to vacate was Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we were going to talk about that earlier, guys. This is wild.
I'm sure you knew that, Brett.
Yeah, we're going to see counties that are flipping. Portage County, for instance, like hasn't flipped since the Joseph McCarthy era.
What's the guy's name? Ralston. Where's John Ralston? Where's John Ralston, Nevada? Where's John Ralston, Nevada? Who said Nevada's going blue? Because I'm refreshing here, and I'll see Nevada going blue. Man.
I just want to thank all you guys. Oh, we're signing hats right now. Members.charliekirk.com on this historic night. I can't believe it. When I first started, I see this happen was Florida. I sent Andrew a message. I was like, it's happening. I said, I see it. I see the trend.
And I told you to stay frosty. I was like, I could see it in your eyes. And I was like,
the gratitude that we have.
For I feel our it, but I don't know.
The gratitude that we have for our entire team. We've got literally hundreds and hundreds of people between Turning Point USA over the years that some have come and gone. We have thousands of people that have worked for us, hundreds of people that are at each organization. We literally have the largest field operations.
You have an alum that's sitting in Congress.
We have alum that are running for Congress, sitting in Congress. We have people that are now in state legislatures across the country. Just couldn't be more grateful for the hard work and perseverance of our grassroots activists that we have every day. And I hope that for those that are listening, that are at home with their families, that are our Turning Point chapter leaders that we have at TPUSA, our Turning Point Action coalition leaders that are watching this, you are emboldened to do more, that we can do more, that we've got a long road ahead of us here. And we need you. We need you to step up, and we need to keep punching back 10 times harder.
Amen. All right. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Donald Trump is going to take the stage in this historic way. I mean, Jack, what's going through your head right now?
I mean, it's I had to step off the stream for a moment there just to kind of collect myself. The fact that it was Pennsylvania. Lot of emotions there for me. Just a lot of emotions, being that it was that's home. That's where my people came from Poland. I've been telling the stories for a long time, where they've been trying to destroy our state for so many years. And I had a little bit of a moment, called the family, woke up my son, and that at the same time though, there's a lot of work. So there's it's like we made a lot of promises. And we have to deliver on those promises. And there's going to be a lot of people in our way. And there's going to be a lot of people who want to stop that. And I remember the whiteboard that Steve Bannon had in the original White House. And I kind of have that in my mind of all those action items that now need to be executed on. Every single one of them. And we're going to. And we're going to have to. And Congress is going to listen or else. And it's as simple as that. And for all the people who said we couldn't do it, where are you at now? Where are you at now? Because I know where we are. 1600 Penn. Where are you?
Can we just say also thank you, of course, again to the Lord, but Elon Musk. I think Elon was the game changer, man. I think Elon, from buying Twitter, he allowed the information ecosystem.
That's right.
Elon Musk and Joe Rogan was heroic. Dana White was heroic. I mean, just the right people stepped up.
And he put all this money into
Pennsylvania, and it worked.
Amazing is that not only do we have this list, but look at the team we have, right? America looked at the team and said, I want to hire that.
Our side is ascendant right now, man.
It's an incredible team. There's going to be friction. I'm sure there's going to be, competing different little things here and there. There's going to be stuff that comes up. And I get that. Any coalition has that when you get to this point, and we're going to work through it. We're going to understand each person's competencies. President Trump used to talk about that. He was talking about, Bobby, he doesn't like the oil so much. He doesn't like the oil, but I like the oil. So, I mean, he's speaking to those kind of things, but that's all going to be worked out, and everyone's got a place to be, and everyone's got a role, and everyone's got a purpose. And we each have a little part to play. And whether we talked about this, when I was doing my other book, but it's like, you don't have to be able to found an organization like Turning Point or own a social media platform. You can make America great again in your own neighborhood, in your own school. And that's what this is all about. It's about each person. This is your victory. This is your victory. It's not Charlie's or mine or Donald Trump. I mean, it's Donald Trump's, but it's your victory, and you need to understand that, because look at everyone who was against us.
Everyone.
The corporations, the multinationals, the banks, Hollywood, all the litany of celebrities, every single one of them was against you. And you turned around and said, you know what? No, I'm going to stand up for my families and for my country. And we're going to put all that first. And most importantly, for God, for God. God is, and it has to be said, and I've been talking about this, Donald Trump's public embrace of Christianity.
Trump is walking out. Take it. Become a member, guys. Members.charliekirk.com. Enjoy this.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.